Mix 107.3.
Good Sunday morning and welcome to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani, and as always on DMV Spotlight, we highlight wonderful people and organizations that are doing great things in the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area. And this morning, our guest on the line is Cassandra Jackson. She is the founder and executive director of Backpack Project, Inc., nonprofit organization. Good morning, Cassandra. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And for people who aren't familiar with Backpack Project, Inc., if you could let everyone know about the organization, your mission, and when you started.
Sure. So the Backpack Project, Inc. is a local nonprofit organization right here in Washington, D.C. We've been in existence since 2009, and what we do is we provide backpacks and mentoring services to the inner city kids who would otherwise go without school supplies and the support that they need for school readiness and success.
Right. And are you a native Washingtonian?
I am a native Washingtonian. I grew up in the southeast section of Washington, D.C., and that is the reason why our programming is primarily in the Ward 8 community.
Okay.
Just because I wanted to give back to the community that had helped me.
Okay. All right. Again, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line this morning is Cassandra Jackson. She's the founder and executive director of Backpack Project, Inc., nonprofit organization that serves Washington, D.C. area. Now, you mentioned that the organization was founded in 2009, basically to provide backpack and school supplies and mentoring to people in the inner city. Now, could you tell us a little bit more about your backpack program and how do you go about getting the supplies each year?
Sure. So I started the Backpack Project because I saw a need that wasn't being met specifically in the Ward 8 community. So what we do is we provide backpacks, and the backpacks are filled with the required school supplies. And in addition to the school supplies, we also give a school uniform because kids in this area often are in need of support in terms of just being fully ready for school. So we try to do that through our backpack program. So in addition to the school supplies, we provide a school uniform, a reading book, and a writing journal because we also try to encourage reading and writing outside of the classroom setting just to support those skills.
All right.
And so we've been in existence since 2009, and since that time we've provided backpacks to over 3,000 students in need.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how do you go about distributing the backpacks, and when does that
occur? We work with Title I schools, and those are schools that we see free or reduced lunch, and oftentimes their school population, they have a high percentage of students living under the poverty levels. So we support those schools, and that's how we determine where we want to donate our backpacks.
All right. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You're listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani, and our guest on the line this morning is Cassandra Jackson. She is the founder and executive director of Backpack Project, Inc., nonprofit organization, and we're talking about the history of the organization and the services that the organization offers to the community. And you mentioned that you provide backpacks and school uniforms to students in the Ward 8?
Yes, Ward 8.
In the Ward 8 community. Mm-hmm. But you also provide mentoring services. Now, could you give us a little history about what made you want to do that?
So initially, we were just a backpack donation organization. And then out of that, the community, specifically the parents, asked for additional services. So we created Backpack Buddies, which is our mentoring program. And it's for 4th through 7th grade students. And what we do is we match a mentor with a student, and we go on educational trips. The purpose of Backpack Buddies is to provide an opportunity for these students to experience life outside of the Ward 8 community, because oftentimes these kids don't have opportunities to do that. And so we, as a group, we attend educational, recreational, and cultural events within Washington, D.C. So that program has been in existence for about 4 years now, and we've provided mentoring services to roughly 100 or so of our students.
Oh, wow. That is awesome. Now, how do you go about finding the students to participate in the mentoring program? Are they students from the schools? Do the parents contact you, or can people sign up? How does that work?
So we try to provide like a wraparound services approach to the schools in which we partner with. So many of the students in our mentoring programs are the same students that have received our backpack.
Oh, okay.
And so we provide that service, the backpack donations and the mentoring program, to those specific schools. In terms of how we receive volunteers. We are always in need of mentors and just volunteers in general for our organization. But specifically for the mentors for the Backpack Buddies program, we do calls of action, so to speak, asking for people to come and volunteer to be a mentor. So we'll do a kickoff program in the community. We do interviews such as yours. Thank you for having me this morning. Just to get the word out about our program and our need to have adults who want to support these kids.
Oh, wow. That is awesome. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You're listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line this morning is Cassandra Jackson. She's the founder and executive director of the Backpack Project, Inc., a nonprofit organization that provides school supplies and uniforms for inner city students who are in need, especially in the Ward 8 area, and also mentoring services. And we're talking about the Backpack Buddies. Now, you talked about how each year you do a call of action to recruit volunteers. Now, what are the typical volunteers that you look for? What are the qualifications and what is the time commitment that is required if we have someone who's listening right now who might be interested?
So we try to be pretty flexible because we don't want to have such a restrictive program where people feel uncomfortable in volunteering. So we try to create an environment which is good for the volunteer, the mentor, and also good for the student as the mentee. So it's very, I mean, what people don't realize is you don't need a lot of time to make a difference in the life of a child that is in need. So our mentoring program is 4 hours, one Saturday a month. It's from 9 to 1, and we provide breakfast and lunch for both the mentor and the mentee. And although you're paired with a mentee, all of our activities are done in a group setting, again, to just eliminate the stress that sometimes causes with volunteers. And so what we typically look for basically is just people who really care and want to make a difference and want to have an impact on these kids. So when we do our open houses for the volunteers, we talk about the program. We kind of, you know, talk with the potential volunteers to get a sense of how they feel and what they are looking for in a program, just to make sure that there would be a good match for one, our organization, and two, for the kids that we support.
All right. Now, volunteer commitment, you said 4 hours one day a month, and how long is that? Is that for like a year?
So we meet one Saturday a month for 4 hours, and our program runs from October to June. So it's a 9-month commitment for 4 hours, one Saturday a month.
Okay, and that's for the mentoring?
That's for the mentoring, yes. And then all of our volunteers, they do have to complete the DC Public Schools background check, which is free, and that's the service we use for that. And then you're just ready to volunteer.
Okay, that is really good. Now, you've been in existence since 2009. Now, what are the ages of the students that you provide services to?
So our mentoring program is for students in the 4th through 7th grade. But the idea is for us to partner a mentor with those students in 4th and 7th grade, and then to have that relationship continue until the student graduates from high school and goes on to college, because we want to provide support for these students throughout their educational plan. For our backpack donations, we do that based on need. So we've donated backpacks to kids in pre-K through to 12th grade, and we use the school to determine what need that they have in those particular areas.
All right, that's awesome. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line this morning is Cassandra Jackson. She is the founder and executive director of the Backpack Project, Inc., nonprofit organization located here in Washington, D.C., and we're talking about the different services that are offered and the mentoring program that is provided, Backpack Buddies. And I know since your organization has been in existence for a while, so you definitely have the opportunity to see some of the students and their growth as far as being in the mentoring program or just receiving the backpacks. And what is some of the feedback that you get from the students that, you know, receive backpacks or who are in the mentoring program? What is the growth and development that you see?
So we have a few students that have been in our mentoring program since its existence. So they started in the 4th grade, and now they're currently in high school. So it's great to see the transformation that our organization has helped them with. Oftentimes parents come up to us and thank us for just being there, you know, just being there as a place where their students can come and learn in a different type of environment where there is loving and caring adults that are supporting their kids. Oftentimes, like a lot of these families are struggling with just trying to make the ends meet, trying to have food on the table and clothing on their back. So sometimes education comes secondary to those efforts, not because they don't think that it's important, but just because they're just trying to survive. So they don't think of education in terms of the level of importance. And that's why organizations such as the Backpack Project are important to fill that void, you know, to provide support to the kids and the families in general in those areas. So sometimes kids come, they don't know what to expect. You know, they come to our mentoring program, you know, with just different ideas and perspectives or just history or any issues or problems they're dealing with. And so it's good to see them mature and progress in our program. And for me, as being the founder of this organization, I feel like we are making a difference. We're a small organization. We're volunteer-driven. All of our money comes from our fundraising efforts. And, you know, for me, it's good to see that it doesn't take a lot to make a difference, but there's a huge need. There's a huge need, specifically in the War A community, just for basic things like school supplies, a school uniform, and then, you know, something for the kids to do on the weekends or when school is not in session that continues that educational development. So it's good to see more kids go on and they want to continue in our program. And the relationships that they've made with the mentors continue over the years. You know, it just makes us feel good. And as volunteers for the organization, a lot of our volunteers have said to us, like, volunteer for the Backpack Project is the best volunteer experience they've had because it's grassroots. Like, you're there, you're really doing the work, and you see the difference that your work is having on the kids.
Wow, that is awesome. Definitely a great opportunity for volunteers. And again, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to DMV Spotlight, and our guest on the line this morning is Cassandra Jackson. She is the founder and executive director of the Backpack Project, Inc. nonprofit organization serving the Washington, D.C. community, providing backpacks and school supplies, school uniforms to students in need in the Washington, D.C. area, specifically the Ward 8 area, and also providing mentoring programs, as you said, with the Backpack Buddies. And you're always looking for volunteers, not only just for the mentoring program, but also for your organization just in general to give back to the community. Now, what would be the procedure if someone is listening right now and they're interested in finding out more on the volunteer opportunity? Is there a website that they go to? Is there a phone number? How does that work?
Yeah, our website is www.thebackpackprojectinc.com. So they can go on there and learn more about our programs and services. Or they can also contact us at 202-603-5336 to talk to somebody about wanting to volunteer and to also get more information about our organization.
All right. Now, your volunteer term for the mentoring just ended last month in June.
Yes, it's October through June. We start in September recruiting the volunteers, and then the program starts in October.
All right. So if you're listening and you like to give back to the community or find out more information, definitely make sure you go to the website. And the website address again is
www.thebackpackprojectinc.com.
All right. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. Thank you so much for listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line this morning is Cassandra Jackson. She's the founder and executive director of the Backpack Project, Inc., nonprofit organization serving the community since 2009. Now, you mentioned that this is a nonprofit organization. You provide all the services and everything on your own through donations and fundraisers. Now, what are some of the ways that you have raised funds for the organization in the past?
So our organization is 100% volunteer driven, and we receive our funding solely on our fundraising efforts. So we hold small local fundraiser events throughout the year. During the summer, we hold back to school drives so that we can get supplies and monetary donations for our backpacks. And then we have one annual fundraising event. And then this year it's going to be in October, Saturday, October 1st. It's a masquerade ball, so it should be a lot of fun. And we're just inviting people to come out and support our organization so that we can receive funding for next year's mentoring program.
This event is going to happen in October. So you said every year you have an annual event in which you raise the majority of your funds. And this year is a masquerade ball. What was it last year?
Last year it was a Dr. Seuss theme, and we held it at the Wonder Bread building in Northwest D.C.
Okay.
And it was a fantastic event. Over 300 people attended the event. And it was just a huge success for our organization. And so we're just trying to recreate that again this year.
All right. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You're listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani. Our guest on the line this morning is Cassandra Jackson. She is the founder and executive director of the Backpack Project, Inc. nonprofit organization. And we're talking about the different services that the organization offers to the community outside of providing school supplies to people in need, as well as mentoring programs. And we're talking about the different fundraising efforts. And you said you had a fundraising effort coming up this October, the Masquerade Ball. Now, let's talk about that a little more in depth. Walk us through the day of activities that you have planned.
Sure. So it's going to be held Saturday, October 1st from 7:30 to 11:30 at the Capitol in D.C. It's 1301 Pay Street Northwest. And it's just going to be a fantastic night of fun, entertainment, and excitement, all, you know, with all the funds going towards our programming. So we're going to have dinner, dancing, a silent auction. We're going to have a raffle for some great prizes. You know, last year we gave away two trips, one to Jamaica and one to Mexico. And so we're going to have trips to raffle off, masks, dancing. You know, we have great prizes in our silent auctions. You know, they are always a huge success. And it's just a time, it's a good time for the community. There's a lot of Native Washingtonians that will be there. Some local city officials are coming out to support us. So it's a good time to have a great party in the city for a really great cause.
All right. So that's taking place in October. And what is the donation that people need to provide for entry?
So the ticket sales are $75. Tickets will go on sale Monday, July 18th. And you can go to our website to purchase tickets. And so those tickets will include an open bar dinner. And we're going to have a DJ dancing, and, you know, we'll have the silent auction and things like that.
Oh, wow.
We're going to have masks, photo booths. It's just going to be, it's going to be a great night.
Okay, so you mentioned every year you do an annual theme. So what made you decide on the Masquerade Ball for this year?
We decided on the Masquerade Ball. We always try to make it interesting, not just a standard party fundraiser. So we always try to come up with fun, creative themes for the event. So last year was Dr. Seuss. This year it's going to be a masquerade ball. And we came up with that idea just because we're having it in October, you know, right around where some people celebrate Halloween. When you think of, you know, fall in masquerade, you think of excitement, intrigue, you know, fantasy. So we just wanted to just bring that, you know, to the party this year.
All right. And again, if you're listening and you're interested in getting tickets, you can get those online starting July 17th. And the website address where they can go to purchase the tickets?
It's www.thebackpackprojectinc.com.
All right. So make sure you check out that website. Again, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani. Our guest on the line this morning is Cassandra Jackson. She is the founder and executive director of the Backpack Project, Inc. nonprofit organization. And we're talking about the different services that the organization offers to the community, the mentoring programs, providing school supplies and school uniforms for students who are in need in the Washington, D.C. area, and also the annual fundraiser that's coming up in October, the Masquerade Ball. So if there's someone who is listening and they may not be able to go to the ball, or, you know, they just want to help out, do you take donations? Or there may be businesses who may like to provide services or school supplies. And how would they go about donating?
Sure. There's a contact us link on our website so they can go to our website. Again, it's www.thebackpackprojectinc.com. So they can go to our website to get information about that, or also contact us at 202-603-5336. And we're always collecting school supplies and monetary donations for our backpack distributions year-round. So we always are looking for donations. So anything, whatever people can do would be definitely helpful to us. And, you know, as we are a volunteer-driven organization, we're always in need of volunteers, not just for our mentoring program, but also to come out, help stuff the backpacks, help us with the distribution. Oftentimes we receive, like, groups of people who want to volunteer just with that aspect of it. You know, they want to do, like, a group community service event. So we also always are always looking for volunteers, and we really, you know, we wouldn't be able to continue our mission without the support of our community and people wanting to help us. So in any capacity, you know, we definitely need the help, and we always welcome it.
All right. And they can find out all the information on the website?
Yes, it's www.thebackpackprojectinc.com.
All right. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You're listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line this morning is Cassandra Jackson, the founder and executive director of the Backpack Project, Inc. nonprofit organization. And Cassandra, I want to thank you so much for joining us this morning and sharing all the information about the wonderful things that your organization is doing. And if there's one thing that you would like our listeners to take away when they think about the Backpack Project, Inc., or why they should donate and support and come out for the Masquerade Ball in October, what would that be?
It would be, I know oftentimes we are sitting in our own personal spaces in our lives thinking about or wanting to help or do something for our communities or for a child that's in need. And so I just want them to think during those times to think about the Backpack Project, Inc. We're a local nonprofit organization. We're really making a difference in our community where we live, where we work, and where we play. And so without the support of, like, organizations such as mine, these kids are really going without. It doesn't take a lot to make a difference, and we are here to provide those services to the community.
All right. And if you're listening and you'd like to donate or find out more information about the Backpack Project, Inc., you can go to the website. And the website address again?
It's www.thebackpackprojectinc.com.
All right. Well, Cassandra, thank you so much for joining us this morning on DMV Spotlight. It's been really great having you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right. And that will conclude this week's edition of DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Thank you so much for listening this morning. And as always, if you're part of an organization that's doing great things in the D.C., Maryland, or Virginia area, and you'd like to be featured on an upcoming edition of DMV Spotlight, when you get a moment, go to our website, mix1073.com. And there you can click on the link that says DMV Spotlight and send us all the information regarding your organization. Thanks again for listening to DMV Spotlight, and have a wonderful day.